previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
We start this morning with where we were this time yesterday, the 0.5% VAT increase. Except yesterday we said that National Treasury and Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana had withdrawn the increase. This morning, I'm not so sure. Why? Because the law makes provision for the minister to announce an increase during the budget speech, which is what he did. The law does not make provision for him to change his mind. Several bills have to be presented to Parliament to effect that, and there's not enough time for that to happen before May the 1st. Alternatively, a court would have to interdict the hike. That may still happen, given the case brought by the DA and EFF against the government, but courts generally don't rule in matters that are moot. So, if the court case does not go ahead, do we legally have to increase the VAT rate on May Day or not? I guess we'll find out over the next few days. Reaction to the VAT decision was subdued. The Rand blipped up for a few hours, but then settled back. No effect on the JSE, but we did see the yield on government bonds drop around 30 basis points. The 10-year bond yield still around 10.7%, though very high indeed. One core problem in all of this is that the budget, as tabled in mid-March, is built on a GDP growth rate of 1.9%. As things stand, we're going to get nowhere near that. The IMF says just 1% more likely, which means the shortfall is going to be far greater than just the amount lost by withdrawing the tax hike. In turn, that will mean more government borrowing. We all know where that ends up. On the markets, at the bell, the JSE last evening was up 0.8%, the top 40 ditto, London's FTSE just above flat. In New York, however, whispers of a possible interest rate cut were enough to send stocks higher. The Dow ended up 1.2%, the S&P 500 up 2%, the Nasdaq up 2.7%. East Asia this morning following suit, both Tokyo and Hong Kong up 1.4%. Australia closed for Anzac Day. The US dollar has nudged back up to 1.13 against the euro, the rand at 18.83 to the dollar, 21.33 to the euro, 25.03 to sterling. Gold at 3,339. Platinum, 973. Bitcoin just over 93,400. And Brent crude oil just under $76 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.